Yeah, what it do, what it do, everybody. I hope y'all are still hanging in here with us. Those last two episodes were really great to know about your auras and colors, man. That's pretty interesting stuff that we found out in that episode. But in this episode in particular, man, we're getting tapped into nature. I'm outside right now, enjoying some sunlight, waiting on some food, but at the same time, getting some sun, man. Get out there and get some sunlight if you can. Like, take some time out of your day to go out there and get some sun. It's fresh air. You hear that wind that's blowing on me right now, man. It feels good out here. Like, I'm over here sitting in front of some sunlight. Got my shades on. Got the grass behind me. Some earth. If I want to walk in the grass a little bit, I can do that too. If you want to come on here as well and speak, let us know. We've got a couple people that's going to come up pretty soon. And y'all stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening and tuning in. Let's get tapped in. Yeah.
It's a new day. Time to press pause and get tapped in. You know that life goes on. Just set yourself free. Come hang out with us and get tapped in. Know that it's a new day. It's time to wake up. Come get tapped in.
Come get tapped in.
You know that life goes on. Just set yourself free. Oh my God, I'm good. Come get tapped in.
Sorry, hey, what's up? Hey, yeah. So we're just here, I'm just over here, just finishing lunch. Sorry about that. Hope you are well. Yeah, so I'm over here listening to this Tapped In podcast episode. Just goddamn talking some good stuff here. So, what's new with you? How's time for you? Their true friends always stay around.
There's a reason why you lose friends.
You never lose them. But hey. Anyway, today's episode, we're talking about lots of things. Time is definitely one of them. Last we were here, we were talking about auras and colors, but before that, Adonis is talking about himself and how he started to remember who he is. So we'll let him go ahead and tell y'all about that. Because I'm sure you are interested in wanting to know more about that situation. So, yeah. Him and Cassie over here doing their thing. So we'll let them do them. And we'll come back and talk about some other stuff. Like Nostradamus. The predictions that he's made. The things that he's been talking about with Dolores Cannon. That's some of the latest book reads that we've been reading over here. Yeah, like, it's been a lot going on in the downtown since we've been away. What books are you reading? What kind of information are you tapping into as of late with yourself? Let us know what you're talking about over there. We're curious to know. What have you found out? What have you learned? Please let us know. You gotta go within to find out more though. So, you know, if you're going within, then you're gonna get the answers you're looking for. That's how we say it over here, and it's true. It's true. Nostradamus even said that. For real. Excuse me.
Previously on the Tapped In podcast.
Cemented shut. How can people be so confused about that? If you read in the Bible and it says you have to go within to seek God, meditate, all this stuff is telling you to go in. That's within, so without. As above, so below. That's what all that mean. You ain't gonna find that just being in the church. You ain't gonna find none of this stuff in the church. Especially if you the church. You don't need the church if it's all in you.
I'm a walking temple, bruh.
So we need to get to the bottom of all of that ASAP.
Facts.
And if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
Leave us comments. Let us know what's up.
But it won't be a fact that you're wrong. It'll just be your opinion. So everybody, welcome to whatever opinion they might have.
Yeah.
But this is just a little bit of my perspective and how I feel. I'm only going to resonate with things that make sense. And if it don't make sense, like it hasn't, I've been here for 34 years. And the first time I set foot in a church, I felt like I was betraying somebody. How can you know what that feel like if you're a four-year-old child? Answer me that. How? I don't know how to express these feelings, but now that I know what they are, I've had these feelings every time I go to any type of government establishment, whether it be church, school, the doctor. I did not feel right. No, you go to school and then you learn about history and ancient this and ancient that. It didn't mention nothing about this stuff. Cause let's just put all the natural stuff on the back burner and make everything artificial. What's so special about artificial? It's not natural. You ain't gonna live long putting fake shit in your body. That's why they say, you are what you eat. You really are what you eat. And if we all connected, that means we're not even supposed to be eating each other. And we've been eating each other for years. And I know people are gonna tell me I'm crazy.
Well, I ain't never ate nothing more than chicken and pork and beef.
Nigga, you ate rats, cats, dogs, humans, babies, murdered children. We ate all that. I hate the Bershaw bubble. But we've been eating everything from kidnapped children when you go to McDonald's and get your food. Yeah, we eating dead people that people don't miss.
Kidnap what?
We've been eating all this stuff.
McDonald's?
Yeah. Kidnapped children.
Oh, but I like the Big Mac.
Well, yep. Hate the Bershaw bubble. Hey, all these fast food restaurants are just demonic stuff. Like, they telling you what this stuff is, and y'all just believing them. Oh, they said it's chicken nuggets, so we just going to believe it's chicken nuggets. No, it's processed for a reason, because they putting what they want in it, and they're not telling you what they putting in it, and you wondering why you feel sluggish. Shitting 30 minutes after you eat it. I'm just telling y'all, a lot of this stuff is mind-blowing. If people are as quick to believe the things that they were indoctrinated in school, and pretty much this stuff was beat into you, passed down generation to generation. If y'all can believe that stuff in a heartbeat, what's wrong with believing that it was a lie?
The lie sounds better than the truth.
What's wrong with thinking, could these people have possibly lied to us?
Anyway, back to us. That's what we was working on in the last episode when you heard us ourselves. So now that we are back with episode 4, officially, this will be some new content we're going to bring down the pipe for y'all to check out. So, give it a check out. Here we go. Yeah, this is the Tapped In Podcast. I am Adonis.
Guys that don't talk about it, but it's older folks don't talk about it either. No matter if they're women or in general, just don't talk about this.
A conversation I was having with someone on Clubhouse a couple of weeks back. What she's talking about is a lot of the things that we all experience, but we don't talk to anyone about it because they may think that you're crazy or losing your mind, which is not necessarily true. It's just that their perception of what you have experienced isn't active, or, you know, they haven't got to that point to where they're able to see those things, or they just filtered everything out so well. This is the age of Aquarius, therefore lots of things are happening. People are being awakened in so many different levels. Earlier I was talking about how I started to remember who I am, and that was prior to the meditation in the last episode we were in. And I was talking about 7th grade. So, taking you a little bit back, this is what happened. I'm on the bus. I'm sitting on the outside of the aisle, so I could easily get up and walk off the bus if I wanted to. Sitting to my left, the bus aide is sitting to my left. She's sitting by the window. She's very funny, really cool. I asked her, out of curiosity, what do I look like? And she says, to me, you look like Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder, which I always assumed that she was going to say that because I've heard that so many times. I was expecting that. But then she says, Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder, yeah, but to me, honestly, you look like the Greek god Adonis. I'm like, who? And she says, the Greek god Adonis. She's like, you don't know who Adonis is? I'm like, no, who's that? Because we didn't learn about Greek mythology in school. As far as I know, I don't remember being taught it. So she was telling me what she knew about everything. And then I just brushed it away. I mean, she said that Adonis was married to Aphrodite and also married to Persephone and whatnot. Stuff like that. Mentioned a couple of the names that are well known of, but that was about it. Then I was like, oh, okay, cool, interesting. She brushed it off. I brushed it off and I left it alone for years and years. Meaning, that day, that specific day was the first day I've heard that name in this carnation, that is, ever. I have not heard that name before, at least as far as I can count, remember. So that day happened, and then fast forward to year 2020. Okay, so year 2020 happens. The pandemic starts, I'm locked in the house, I can't do nothing. So I'm over here talking on these apps. There was Dabble, there was Voreo, and then there's Clubhouse. But right now we're talking about this specific situation, and this wasn't Clubhouse or anything. I'm talking to a loved one on FaceTime, and we're doing some meditations with each other. For whatever reason, this specific day, I don't know what brought me to ask her, but ask her about myself. And the second time I heard my name was from her directly. She was the one that told me, or reminded me again, of me. And it was very interesting because, like I said before, I only heard that name one time, and that was in seventh grade. Like, that was the only time I've heard that name. And if I have heard it in any other time aside from seventh grade or whatever throughout my life, I was half paying attention to the whole conversation of whatever it was. So, yeah. So, the second time I heard my name was through her. She was like, you already know your name. You already know who you are. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, really? She was like, yes. And I was like, okay. I was like, well, if you know my name, say my name then. Say my name. Tell me who I am. Just because I want to know if you know. And she did. And I was like, in awe. I was shocked because I was like, oh my gosh, I've never told anybody, and I just got overexcited a bit at the time because I was like, oh shit, I didn't tell her nothing. How the hell she knows? And I get emotional sometimes when I speak about it because it's so close to me, as if it just happened yesterday. Me and her, when we lost our life at that time with our family, shortly after, you know, that really broke my heart to have to go through that with them. And I just felt so bad because I couldn't prevent any of it from happening. And the messed up part about all of that is they got one of our kids to say that we did things to them that didn't happen. They turned our own kids against us, and it was crazy. We both got guillotined. So yeah, the whole head getting dismantled thing, yeah, that really happened. Ow. That is me speaking from the point of view of Louis, King Louis XVI. France. My eyes are tearing up just talking about this whole thing, but I want to talk about it and get the stories out there. And speaking about Nostradamus earlier, he even knew about my death. That's the crazy part. He knew about it. He saw it, you know? He saw it before it happened. He saw a couple of my deaths before they happened. As he predicted in his book, and I'm laughing at the same time as I'm crying, but as he predicted in his book about the king wanting to keep it peaceful and still rule, how the peasants were not up with that, they didn't want that. That really did happen. Yes. Yes, that really did happen. The about the whole Martin Luther King assassination, that happened. Yeah, that, man, all of that stuff was very powerful, very, very powerful times in our timeline. For me, everything started to come back in 2020. Not everything is here, but certain things that I should remember. You know, it's funny. When I was a young child, I was sitting outside with my brother, and we was playing with these baskets that was in these apartments. We used to take them and make little tent, little forts and stuff when we were young. And one day, I was sitting down with him, and I think I had said to him, I said, what if this is a big-ass dream? What if we're known people that people know about, and we just don't know it? And how right was I? How right was I? Oh my gosh, how right was I? Funny. It's just funny how I said those things so openly as a child, and then I'm 29 now, but in 2020, how things started happening to me and verifying things that I said as a child, how right I was when I said them, you know? It's very interesting. But yeah, and I've been running across a lot of people that I'm family with, or have been family with, and it just feels so, so good to be near them and around them again. And it's just, oh, and I hope to pray that I can get them out here to speak with me on this podcast. To you guys out there that are waking up, I hope to get us all together in one virtual room to talk, because these stories need to be captured and remembered. Just remember it. So I want to bring that to you guys.
So I want to make the journey fun. I feel like it's a purpose for like the whole thing. And then I get to see where my soul's been visiting for the last 2 years almost. All of my friends, instead of going the way that was save me money, I feel like it's not gonna save my soul. And I feel like my soul is, I am sad, the flesh is sad that I have to leave my kids, my grandkids, that I have to leave all of them because my soul feels I'm needed somewhere else and I have to listen. And that's so hard, to trust that this other person that I'm supposed to be building with is gonna take care of me like my kids take care of me. But it's time for me to go completely away from everything that I've ever known to figure out who I really am and what's really inside of me. And I know this. I feel this. My soul has been visiting this person so much that when my soul is in me and comforting me, he's like, you haven't been visiting me, are you okay? That this is so often that this person knows so much. My soul was drawn to him from the very beginning. I know that she wants to go because I never dream anything really. And I've been having these vivid dreams about being on this property and building all of this greenhouses and underground areas for storage and all of these just amazing things that we're supposed to be doing. People gathering.
Yeah, Kimberly, I know what you're talking about. I just got through coming from a trip, and while I was away, I just keep getting this feeling that I need to be somewhere, and I'm needed somewhere more important than where I'm staying at right now. I know where I'm going, I'll be with family. And growing up, I moved around so much of my life, I'm used to it. But sometimes, you know, I get tired of that.
Me too.
But where I'm heading to next, I know I'll be much happier, and it's where I'm supposed to be.
Right, yeah. I'm lonely where I live right now, and so it's like I'm in my 9th year of living in my apartment.
Yeah, I'm in my 3rd.
And in numerology, that's a number of done, ending. And so I know that. And the flesh gets so contained.
Yeah, into a box.
And so content with normalities of everything. But I realize that my mom moves a lot, though. So I moved all my life as a kid. Yeah, I totally get it.
Yeah, we have similar situations. Everything for me happens in threes. I feel like this is going to be the last year in my apartment I'm in now. Like I said, I've been here for 3 years, so I know. Just watching my threes.
Oh, okay.
You know, sitting and talking about stuff really can help you with releasing and letting things go when you flash back in time. So that was fun. Thanks, Kimberly, for talking to us. And you guys, we'll be back with part two soon. Let's get tapped in.
It's a new day, time to press pause and get tapped in. You know that life goes on, just set yourself free. Come hang out with us and get tapped in. Know that it's a new day, it's time to wake up. Come get tapped in.
Come get tapped in.
You know that life goes on, just set yourself free. Oh my God, and God.
Thank you guys for listening to today's episode with me and Kimberly West. We hope you enjoyed that. Also, if you would like to speak and be a voice on the podcast to get your story heard, please get in touch with us at feedback@tappedin.fm. Check out the website www.tappedin.fm. Leave us comments and reviews and suggestions of what you would like to hear next on the podcast. Peace, love, and light to all. Remember, love over everything. I am Adonis.